And we are back at the How Design Live in Atlanta, Georgia. We're in the exhibit hall, and we're at the, it's the print-on booth?
It's the pressing-on booth. We're with How and Print.
Okay, the pressing-on booth with How and Print, because they're both part of F&W Media, and I have with me Stephanie Carpenter from Hamilton Woodtype. We've had the Hamilton guys on before. Now, what do you do there at Hamilton?
Yep, I'm the assistant director, so I help teach classes, organize the museum, and just help get letterpress out there.
And this is one, you can't have a design conference center without letterpress machines here. So you actually have, I see the letterpress over here, but you actually have, what is this? It's a roller, a presser? I don't know the terminology that I should be using.
Yeah, so they're called presses, and the person operating it is the printer. And we've got two styles. We've got a CMP Pilot, and we've got a Vandercook 1.
And what are you trying to show the attendees? Just what you do? Are you promoting the museum, or are you just promoting kind of the long-lost craft of printing and letterpressing?
Yeah, well, we're here to definitely show off pressing on the letterpress film. And what that film is doing is it's helping preserve the craft, because we've got these guys who have done printing for their entire lives, and then there's this new younger generation who's interested in the history and the hands-on experience.
What is a letterpress film when you're talking about that? Like, what's the difference between an actual letterpress where it smashes, you know, the type in, or I guess real letterpress people don't smash it in, but us designers love that smashed in look. And you see you cringing every time I say you just smash the type into that paper and the film.
So here, with pressing on the letterpress film, we're promoting traditional letterpress printing. And traditionally what you see is a kiss on the paper. So the ink just comes off of the type and lightly sits on the top of the paper. And what you're talking about is a deboss. And yeah, the type is crushed into the paper. And people like that because it feels like letterpress. And with printmaking, that's the experience that you can get, is that you can prove it's letterpress printed because you've punched the paper.
But yeah, I know I've been over to like Hatch Show Print, and they do the kiss method you're talking about. Like, you know, it's a thicker paper and you can feel something, but you're like, no, it's not. You can't rub your finger across it and like feel the indents. They don't. And I assume that's what you're doing over here as well.
Exactly. The reason why we do a kiss is every time you push it into the paper or punch it into the paper like that, you're actually damaging the type. People kind of forget how hard paper is. And so the wood and metal type, those traditional methods, actually get worn down and damaged if you do a punch impression. So we're doing it the traditional way.
All right, and people can find out more at HamiltonWoodtype.com or Hamilton...
Woodtype.com is the best place to go. And if you want to hear more about the film, it's theletterpressfilm.com.
Theletterpressfilm.com. Oh, you guys have a whole website just for the filming.
We do. Yeah, exactly. And we're just a small part of the film. So you can see Hamilton Woodtype, you can see Hatch, you can see a lot of other printers, you can see Red Door Press, and they're really showing off a large part of the letterpress community.
All right, thank you for your time, Stephanie, and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right, and we're over here at the bag booth. Like, in guarding the bags, we have Alex Cohen. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
From Portfolio Center. Now, you're like halfway through a design degree. Is that about right?
Yeah, just under half.
Just under half, and you're volunteering here at Howe. So how's been your experience? Is this something, like, obviously you didn't probably even know how existed until about a month ago, and all of a sudden you're here and manning these bags.
I think the first time I heard of Howe was at a print shop, and they had a Howe magazine sitting out. And now being here is kind of surreal. Just a really creative environment. Seeing some of these conferences, just getting really inspired for my work, and it's been nice. The time that Portfolio Center demands of us to get our work done, you kind of get stuck in your creative dungeon while you work, and to be able to break out of that and be in an environment of creatives just like really inspiring and refreshing.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that you're starting to see the size of that this profession can be and the variety in this profession. So it probably like opened your eyes to like, oh, it's not just, you know, my textbook for, you know, GD2. It's big.
Yeah, it's not just making pretty pictures, that's for sure. There's a lot of thought that goes into it. And how your creativity can be taken from a sketch and be applied to, like, you know, banners in these booths, for instance, are really well designed. But then the presentations and, I mean, just the breadth of design, like, it's just so broad. It's really amazing to see that.
And so have you actually been able to see anything at the conference other than outside of this exhibit hall? Or I know you're volunteering, so there's a lot of time, but have you actually gone to a couple of events and see some speakers as well?
I have broken free.
What was the best thing you've seen at this time?
The most entertaining was definitely James Victory last night.
I don't know if you can have a presentation be more entertaining than James Victory, so that's not a shock at all.
I'm pretty sure he came up with it at a coffee shop and just wrote it down on napkins with a Bic pen.
Probably, and then he just lit them on fire and then started over again.
Yeah, I can see that.
Now we got about a day left. We're going to take off a little bit early, but what do you have? What is the thing that you're most looking forward to this remaining of this thing?
Cartoon Network talk tomorrow. I think a lot of this stuff has been a little, I don't want to say corporate because I don't want to like stab myself in the back by saying that, but Cartoon Network is just so fun. I mean, it's so creative and they really break the rules, I think, with cartooning and just cartoon animation. They make it more of for an adult audience, and I think cartoons generally, when you think about them, are for children. And I think, at least me personally,
almost created, or maybe there was always a niche for it, but they almost took the niche and just blew it up.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, look at Adult Swim. I mean, that is birthed from Cartoon Network, and it is all for adults. I mean, it's cartoons for big kids.
All right, well, Alex, thank you for volunteering, and it was great to see you and meet you at this event, and hopefully we'll catch you at one of these next time, and best in the rest of your studies.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
And it sounds like that's about going to be a wrap for this. The closing night parties tonight. House seems to be off to a good success. I guess next year's back in Chicago. So we look forward to catching up with that, and we'll be back. I ended up getting, I think, 6 podcast interviews that should go up in the next 2 or 3 months. And I look forward to having some great speakers on there. And then back to the regular schedule. Thanks for listening. Find out more at 36point.com or follow the blog posts I wrote at ninapaperblog.com.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.